You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So at some point soon, I'm going to presume that the goalposts will stop being pulled away. We're actually going to be able to admit this is a legitimately very, very good start for the local baseball club. Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins in the same place that you found this. Pirates 7, Tigers 4. The Pirates are 9-2. The Pirates have the best record in Major League Baseball. The Pirates are doing some pretty good things. And yet, you know, and I know, way too many people in our respective lives for whom there is no such thing as anything positive related to the Pirates. Everything about the Pirates should exist only to set up the next punchline about the Pirates. And even those who are kind of on the fence between every other word being nutting this and nutting that and enjoying the games, even like the more reasonable ones in that regard, will come back at you with, okay, but wait until they play dot, 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 or wait until they see a pitcher who's dot, dot, dot. Well, we're 11 games in, and I understand that's only about 1/15 of the entire schedule. But in that span, the Pirates have taken series from two teams that made the playoffs last year, one of them being the Marlins, the other one being the 100-plus win Orioles. And this Detroit team came into Pittsburgh at 6-3, one of the more pleasant surprises of the very early going. And this has been the result. I'm here to tell you that I'm starting to think that this is real to more of an extent than what we saw last season when the Pirates started 20-8. And the reason for that is, to be honest with you, this hasn't felt as overwhelmingly freakish, for the lack of a better way to put that for you. There was stuff that happened last year where you would just shake your head and go, what? Who? Makes no sense. Leading the majors in home runs? Top three in hitting, pitching, and fielding? Come on. That's not the case, though, so far with this group. You have Brian Reynolds, who was in a 1-for-15 slump before hitting a fairly meaningless home run in the game last night. O'Neill Cruz goes 0-for-4 with a couple of Ks, and you really don't notice it or care. Andrew McCutchen got off to a rotten start. In this one, Ke'Bryan Hayes goes 0-for-4 with a K. Keyes had a couple of errors. The starting pitching has been good, but Mitch Keller has been kind of what he was last night, where you go, okay, Mitch, that looks all right. Are you still going to be this instead of your old self? And then Mitch comes back to finish up with Six innings, two runs, five hits, nine strikeouts against three walks. They haven't been great. David Bednar has blown two saves. They haven't been something where you go, whoa, that is just nuts. It's actually been kind of whatever. Does that make sense? Is that how you feel? I don't want to put my thoughts onto anybody else. That's my sense for this. And honestly, I'd rather have that. For those of us who are old enough to go back to when the Pirates would actually contend for things, this is kind of how it felt. You'd go into the season thinking, they should be right up there with the, and this was in the East Division days, the Phillies and the Mets and whoever, and they'll compete with them, and they're going to let you down sometimes. They're going to be disappointing at times. There's going to be losing streaks. But that's what this feels like, which for me is actually a little bit more striking and a little bit more uplifting than anything that occurred last year. And now throw on top of that the quiet and arguably pretty far into the background promise of having both Jared Jones and Paul Skeens into your rotation, and you get yourself almost like an early jolt that you would normally get as a contender from the trade deadline, you know, where you go out and you add a couple of big names, big arms, whatever it is. And to the Pirates' credit, a lot of people either preferred to ignore this or choose to after the fact, but from 2013 to 2015, the Pirates did this every year. They would go out and get guys, and they would go out and get guys who were players, you know, Justin Morneau, Aramis Ramirez, a little bit older, but they were players. Joaquin Soria is another name that jumps at me from that time. Same thing. Guy was a closer somewhere else, comes to Pittsburgh, and he's a setup guy. You just looked like you were loading up, you know, for the big hunting trip. Well, the biggest game the Pirates are going to get in any hunt is Skeens. And when you take what they're doing now and say to yourself, you don't necessarily have to extrapolate that over 6 months, but instead say to yourself, A, this team can actually play better than it has. I'm just talking about the baseball, not the outcomes. They can play better than they have, and they're going to be better than they are because of the addition of Skeens, maybe Quinn Priester, maybe Leo Verpagero, and then maybe at the trade deadline, it's just a different discussion. The whole thing is different. When we come back, J1Q. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. J1Q comes from Jim, who says, DK, it's great to see the Pirates on the field start off 9-2, and it's been even better, I think, to see the fans in Western Pennsylvania respond. The official attendance appears to be around 27,000 per game through the first handful. And yes, it's only a handful, but with those types of crowds and such crappy weather, it's so nice to see the Pirates fans respond. Looked like a decent crowd for a Monday night in April last night. So not really a question. Just want to get your thoughts on how this fan base has responded when they finally get a good product on the field. I appreciate that, Jim. You also note that you're writing this from Omaha, Nebraska, originally from Johnstown, an hour and change to the east of Pittsburgh. Do not ever pay any attention to attendance in April. It means nothing. It means nothing in Pittsburgh. It means nothing anywhere. And I'm going to explain why, because I'm sure that that's going to be the next target of those who just live to dump on the Pirates as an institution. Unconditionally, I might add. Attendance in baseball, really across all professional sports, but especially in baseball because there are 81 home games, is based almost entirely, is built almost entirely on season tickets and group sales. That means you pretty much know in February what your attendance is going to be for the entire coming year. I know there are people who don't believe me when I say that. Go and ask an actual big league sports executive. They will all sing exactly the same tune in exactly the same harmony for the same reasons. The percentage of tickets that get sold before a season starts is staggering. And it's the one time, really, and to this, general managers will attest, that baseball and business intersect, because the business people are just begging the GM and everybody on the baseball side, do something, anything. You would not believe these phone calls. You're asking me to do the impossible. Nobody trusts you. Nobody believes that this team is trying hard. We're not just talking about Pittsburgh here, okay? You're going to have to believe me on that. This is across sports. The off-season matters more than anything. But it's one of the prevailing myths in sports talk that people will look outside and say, hey, it's a really nice day. Let's go to the ballpark tonight. Almost nobody does that. You will almost never see what's known in the business as a walk-up sale of more than 1,000 tickets. It has to be something extraordinary for that to occur. In the Pirates case in recent years, the only times that it's occurred, meaning you have a walk-up of 2,000 or 3,000, even then it's not very high, is if there's a surprising and significant recall from the minors. I remember Gerrit Cole coming up, Andrew McCutchen coming up. These were mid-season promotions where, whoa, and the Pirates would then even then have the baseball people communicate with the business people so they'd have a couple of days to try to sell the event, let everybody know, hey, you know, Paul Skeens is coming up on, I don't know, May 5. Make sure you get your tickets. And you will sell about 7,000 or 8,000 tickets. But even then, that's not a significant portion of the stadium. So this thing about how the Pirates are doing well and they're bringing out the people, that ship for the most part sails. So when do these teams sell tickets, because they do sell them during the season, and to what do they react and how long does it take? Plain and simple, they have in the business, and again, I'm not in that business, so I'm taking their word for it, they have what's basically considered to be a two-week rule. When the Pirates do really well, or they add some exciting player, there's a two-week lag between when that thing occurs and when it results in someone showing up in the stadium. Why is that? Well, put yourself in the same shoes or think back to your own experiences. You're not just going to buy a ticket for that night's game. What you're going to do is look at the calendar and say, hey, right here, this would be a good night to go to the game and ask so-and-so to come with me or get the family or whatever. That's how they get sold. And that's when they get sold related to a team's performance, whether that's good or bad. So the attendance that you're seeing right now is the attendance that you were going to see unconditionally. 9-2 has nothing to do with it in either direction. I appreciate the question. I always appreciate every chance to bring this up. It's one of my constant thorns in my side over the years of doing this. I appreciate everybody who listens to Daily Shot of Pirates, and we're going to do another one of these tomorrow.